common species. Wars, genocide, murder. The denial of our true selves is the problem. The Purge not only contains societal violence to a single evening, but the countrywide catharsis creates psychological stability by letting us release the aggression we all have inside of us.
This is a preview of Now Playing's bonus review of The First Purge.
If we want to save our country, we must release all our anger in one night.
Our spring 2018 donation drive is currently underway, and Arnie, Stuart, and Jacob are reviewing both versions of Assault on Precinct 13, as well as all four Purge films.
It's survival of the fucking fittest! Who's the fittest? I'm the fittest of them all!
You can hear these reviews by donating to
they
Now Playing.
Possible. Everyone to have. Some cannot have. Not enough to go around.
It's your support that keeps Now Playing operating and putting out new shows without missing a single episode in over 7 years. That's over 400 weeks with a new free show every single Tuesday.
We are some fine, young, very educated guys and gals.
Find out details how to hear this full episode at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
I want to purge.
This week, donors of $10 or more will get this bonus Purge
Ready
podcast.
To violate, annihilate, and cleanse our souls.
Here's a preview of that show.
It's about to get nasty.
This podcast preview contains harsh language and plot spoilers. Listener discretion
is advised. Release the beast, boys! Let the killing commence!
In this opening montage, we get a lot of quick cuts of newsreel clips and interviews between prospective Staten Island residents that are going to purge and Shrinks. He is the face of what they're going for. He is someone that wants to kill because there is something driving him, burning in his soul. It's not about money. It's not about any other motive other than just letting his inner demon out.
But he looks like a demon, and it's very striking. I mean, the film opens up on his face, and look this actor up on IMDb. He looks like a very nice, handsome gentleman. So compliments on the makeup. They do like these silicone implant bumps all along his head. And yeah, I thought this was very striking. Again, I'm not looking for anything too deep with these Purge movies. I think they're great concept. But yeah, that opening montage, they're talking about the 99 versus the 1%. That seems like ages ago. And yeah, they had something about opioids and some Confederate flags. I'm like, okay, so there's a couple of modern things, but well, until Trump's tariff war starts, the economy's doing all right now, but I thought it was a striking opening. I got questions about the ethics of these scientists and the validity of this experiment, but it's striking to see, yeah, these people on screen. We're going to see like two old women full of hate, and they just got to get it out and purge.
I love the design of Skeletor, the way he's done ritual scarring. He is the best villain in any of the Purge series, because he's got the striking horror movie guy look, right? Like Freddy Krueger has the burns, Jason has the hockey mask. This guy has his scarred face and his crazy laugh. He does say he's out for those NFFA dollars when he kills the first guy, and he's also just a psychopathic crackhead. I mean, he says at the beginning, he gets angry. What do you do when you get angry? You pipe up. What do you do when you can't pipe up? I want to purge. I want to kill someone. He is the person who gave the name the Purge. And we're seeing, apparently, just interviews where this one white spectacled scientist is interviewing people. And when he goes, Purge, that's a very interesting idea. I guess these are the studies that gave Updale her idea that a night of venting will fix the world.
Yeah, it's called the experiment in, what, 2019? I think that's when this is happening, next year. They've changed the timeline from what it was in the original movie, but
yeah, Halloween's come out. They've already seen it.
Yes, exactly. The reboots is going to be prominently advertised on someone's wall. But yeah, the point is, it's just an experiment right now. It has not been sanctioned into law beyond Staten Island. And who cares about Staten Island? You gotta love that joke. Staten Island has always been the punchline for New York City. The fact that this government official, you know, he couldn't get it passed into law for anything major, but everyone is okay with Staten Island being a place where for 12 hours, do whatever you want here. And there's a ferry. If you can find the $4, you can get away.
And there's buses too. It seems like they're busing people out for free that don't want to be there. I mean, they are paying people. Again, this is where it skews the scientific data. You're going to pay people $5,000 to stick around, and then you're going to pay them even more if they actually kill people. Like, well, if you want to see if they're just going to do that naturally, you don't pay them. So again, I think there's bad science all around here, but I do like the setup. It does make this feel fresh into the fourth Purge film that, yeah, this isn't a full-on purge, but it's the experiment. And we start 2 days before the experiment. Usually we start a couple of hours and we get into the purge very quickly here. They're going to spend a bit more time setting up their characters and setting up what the origins of the purge are.
And I do wish they had set up Marissa Tomei a little bit cleaner. As you point out, it seems like they already know the result they want to get from this experiment. It's about contriving a result rather than actually having a true experiment where, yeah, let's just see what happens. And anything that happens, the politicians can skew that however they want after the fact, but science is science. Facts are facts.
If this was written smarter, that could be satire on science and government funding and all that.
Fake news.
Yeah, fake news. There you go. It just doesn't feel like it's that smart, though.
I agree with that, but I'm glad that they get us into it. Honestly, at the beginning, I'm trying to figure out who the focus is, because we're seeing reporters interview this chief of staff and ask, why are you paying people then? Aren't you skewing it? And he says, well, when you perform a scientific experiment, the subjects are paid. But it's a half-assed defense. And we do hear France's calling for an embargo because of the inhumane experiment.
It is true. I mean, I've studied a little bit in the last 6 months about psychological experiments. They are compensated. You have to compensate people for their time. You never want that sum of money to be so great that it would influence what they do. And you certainly wouldn't monetize if you do more, then we're going to pay you more. That's where you know that the government is stacking the deck. They want this result to be ultra bloody. And here's the confusing part for me. They think that if people see that masses of people are killed, they'll be more inclined to want to nationalize that. I can tell you this. If I heard about this little experiment that they're doing and the result was almost no one got hurt, I would want to see that program put into place more than, oh yeah, almost everyone in an entire housing complex was slaughtered.
And when we saw the original Purge movie, what we were told is crime is gone. There is no crime because they've legalized one night of crime. There's no murders, no beatings, no rapes, no robberies. Well, that's the experiment, isn't it? Not how many people died, but what happens now that they've had the night? Are they going to be able to be crime-free after?
That's what I was wondering, like, oh, what's the after study going to be like? They're going to sit down with Skeletor and see if he commits any crimes through the rest of the year after the night of the purge? Again, none of this matters. This isn't sharp satire. This is, yeah, a way to get into this purge universe, and it's all being manipulated by the government.
If you'd like to hear this entire episode, it's available to listeners who donate by August 31st, 2018.
Can anybody help me? Does anybody hear me? Why won't anybody help me?
This series is available along with retrospectives on The Godfather, Jurassic World, Jaws, Deep Blue Sea, the Al Pacino Cops and Al Pacino Mobsters series, plus The Purge and Assault on Precinct 13. The more you donate, the more bonus podcasts you get to hear.
You predicted a much higher level of participation.
If you enjoy the show we do week after week, help keep us on the air. You can find a link to pledge by clicking the banner at the top of our website, nowplayingpodcast.com, or go to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
I'm just doing my part.
Riding around in a van on purge night helping people, it's pretty dangerous.
The opinions expressed in Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Because as soon as you say it out loud to another person, then it's irreversible.
All audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the film analyzed herein.
I'm guessing you're either a cop or a criminal, huh?
And I'm guessing you're either a pain in my ass or a pain in my ass.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of Venganza Media Incorporated and may not be used without the expressed written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.